From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters Tuesday, saying they were finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said the United States would seek to call an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the Iranian protests, which have claimed at least 21 lives in the last 6 days. She said the people of Iran are crying out for freedom. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Tuesday called the protests an organic, popular uprising organized by brave Iranian citizens.
Our goal is that we know that they can do more to stop terrorism, and we want them to do that. That seems pretty simple. In terms of...
The Trump administration is reacting cautiously amid indications that North Korea is poised to test launch another ballistic missile, possibly as soon as this week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters at the United Nations, "I hope that does not happen, but if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime. The civilized world must remain united and vigilant against the rogue state's development of a nuclear arsenal. We will never accept a nuclear North Korea." In response to recent threats, however, President Trump was more forceful in a tweet Tuesday night. He said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. This is VOA News.